Hey, so before every meditation, I do just a little bit of an introduction what we are going to be doing in the particular meditation. So this online meditation is called Coming Back Home. And our home can be a physical home. It can be our loved ones, people that we are connected with, and actually our home is our heart. And with that being said, I would like to remind you on the spirit animal snail. And this is an animal that has his house all the time with him. So we as well, we have our home always with us, and this is our heart. And with the situation that is going on right now in the world, with all the shifts happening, energetic upgrades, just the whole world awakening, and on one side, but on the other side, everything crumbling, and really just everything that was not built on solid foundation, solid ground, with the right intention, everything is just crumbling in front of our eyes. So all the illusions are breaking, illusions that we are having about ourselves, about our loved ones, about other people's situations in our life. So with so much change going on, what is really important is that we don't fight this process, that we don't fight the truth, our emotions, whatever that we are going through. So with this, I would like to put out three questions for you, and maybe you can look deeper into it by yourself also later. And first question is, what are you trying to hold together? So is there something that you are really attached to and you are really holding onto it, like you're really trying to hold it together just that it's not gonna crumble in front of your eyes? So what is that? What is that attachment? What is that you are clinging on so much? The second question is, what are you doing your best to avoid? What are you trying to avoid, to suppress, to deny with you, with other people, situations in your life? And the third question is, how are you trying to pretend everything is okay? And it's just like, no, it's okay, like it's not a problem. But actually, you are suffering inside, and you are maybe crossing your boundaries in those relationships and in those situations. So just look into what you are saying that is okay, but it actually in your body doesn't feel okay. So these are three really important questions. And I think that it's important for all of us to answer on them. And this, everything that is going on, everything that is like all these illusions that we are, that we created and that are breaking, is actually a blessing, because we are releasing everything that is not serving us anymore. And here I would like to mention our childhood, because in our childhood, we actually didn't have a choice. Of course, we chose that family before incarnating on Earth, but we were, I don't like the word, but yeah, we were stuck in that family, and we were there. And if we didn't feel comfortable in that environment, if we didn't feel safe, with different shocks, traumatic experiences, we then build different defensive mechanisms because of our fears of not being accepted, not being enough, all of that stuff, and limitations and limiting beliefs. So we really created fences around ourselves, walls around ourselves. And with every wall, with everything that we are cutting out from ourselves, people, situations, whatever that is, that also, unfortunately for many people, means also cutting parts of themselves off. So because of traumatic experiences in the past, you then just leave part of the energy there in the past. And yeah, more about that, more about unresolved and unfinished business in our life, you can see in the last video in the Facebook Live that I did in my Facebook group. So if you are not a part of it, just join the Asha Marine group. You can also find it on my page. So you can then see more and become aware more what you can do in the situation that you maybe didn't have closure, or that you need closure and that you didn't give that to yourself. Okay, so just be aware that with every denial, cutting, all of that stuff, we are actually cutting ourselves from feeling and from our heart, which is our home. And because of that, we then with years become more and more disconnected from ourselves, and many times also disconnected from our bodies, because we don't want to feel what is going on inside. And maybe we are just focused on the outside world. So in this meditation, we are going to work on emotional balance, on the on mental balance, on balance of all your of your bodies, and just unification of them, that they work together, not that it's like just like separate parts of you. So what I would like to stress here as well is also to become aware, because with our heart, what is also connected is our inner child. So, and because when we were children, we were depending of our parents. And that's why we then also further in our life create these depending relationships. So when we are creating depending relationships, that actually means that we are still playing this role of a child, and we are not actually stepping fully into our power. And just to know that we are the one that we, you know, that the power is in us. So we are not independent, because a grown-up is independent, and it's not, it's actually in the relationship is sharing their fullness, not that they are empty and that they are then searching someone to fulfill that emptiness or whatever they are missing. So I wanted to explain all of that, and also remind you to just give you a little background on everything that our intention today is to work on, and to remind you that what you have learned maybe in your family, is this your language of love? You know, is this really love? Is this really how you want your life to be, how you want your home to be? So you, as a creator, you have the choice, you have the power to rebuild, restructure your home and build things with the right, pure intention from your heart on solid ground. Okay, so that's it for a little introduction.